Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the east. I can see Joe Bat's Arm, Newfoundland. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. And this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, a good friend of mine is with us. Mike Bursick is the President and the Chief Happiness Officer of Sacred Rides Mountain Bike Holidays, SacredRides.com. He's got some other tricks up his sleeve. Mike, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
I'm excited to be here, Robert.
And I'm also excited to have you because you are a member of EO Toronto, Entrepreneurs Organization Toronto, a great organization that Bennett Gold is very happy to be a strategic partner with. So welcome in that regard as well. Mike, let's take a look for a couple of seconds at Sacred Rides, sacredrides.com. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to found Sacred Rides.
I graduated from University of Toronto back in 96, seems like another lifetime ago, but I graduated with a degree in economics and history, and I knew as I was approaching my graduation that I wasn't really interested in working in either of those fields, didn't want to pursue academia, I didn't really want to get into Bay Street world, and I decided to defer my decisions and just move out west for a year and just be a ski bum and take it from there. Two jobs later, which I both got fired from, both of those jobs, I discovered that I was probably not a great employee and that I might make a better entrepreneur and just create something myself from scratch. At the time, Fernie was undergoing a bit of a boom in terms of winter tourism, but summer tourism was still untapped resource, and it had this amazing network of mountain bike trails in the area, and more tourists coming every summer, but really hard to find these trails, really untapped resource, and I thought, well, there's an opportunity here to take people out on these trails. The first few years were certainly a big struggle trying to get the name out, and it wasn't Whistler at the time, that's for sure. So I was really trying to create some brand awareness, not only of my own business, but of Fernie, the town, and I managed to succeed in getting some good publicity in those early years and build up both my own company's brand and the town's brand through that. About 10 years in, I kept growing the business, running trips in BC, growing steadily, and about 10 years in, decided to launch international trips, and we started with Peru and have grown since then. We're now in, I think, 17 different destinations. We run about 50 different trips around the world, and it's really over the past 5-6 years, our annual growth has been around 40-50% consistently year to year, so it's really taken off, and to this day, it's still amazing that this tiny little business that just grew out of my passion for the outdoors and mountain biking has become this big thing that employs a lot of people and a lot of people take joy from. And part of my title as Chief Happiness Officer is just to spread that same joy that I have for mountain biking and travel to the rest of the world.
Well, Mike, the passion is the focus in making any business successful, and I suggest our readers take a look at sacredrides.com to learn a little bit about that aspect of your life. But today, we are really going to talk a little bit more about another area that you're an expert in, and that's digital marketing. And if we can focus our listeners to Mike Bursick, B-R-C-I-C, MikeBursick.com, the page starts off with the online home for entrepreneurs and adventurers. Mike, what makes you an expert on the subject of digital marketing?
Ever since the early days, I've been heavily involved in the marketing of Sacred Rides, of course. Back in those early days, I was the head cook, the head guide, the head everything, and the head marketer. I've thankfully shed a lot of those responsibilities these days and have a great staff, but marketing is still one of my chief responsibilities, marketing the company. And as you can imagine, when you run anything for 19 years, you try a lot of different things, and you stop doing the things that don't work, and you do more of the things that do. And over the last 5-6 years, I've really seen a lot of success in very targeted, very strategic online marketing. As I mentioned, our revenue has been growing quite steadily for quite some time now. We get about 100,000 page views a month on our blog, so it's extremely busy. It's the main driver of revenue for Sacred Rides. Over the last 6-7 years, I've probably spent about $100,000 on Facebook ads and Google ads as well. YouTube videos, we have lots of YouTube videos. We have some approaching 100,000 views, which, you know, may not be much in the context of somebody like Katy Perry or Justin Bieber, but in our space, they're pretty good successes. So I've tried about everything and lately really been focusing on really diving into digital marketing, deconstructing it. I subscribe to just about every blog there is on digital marketing, belong to every group I can about it, really trying to be a student of what that all means and then apply that to my own business.
So I want to get a definition from you because we both have thrown around the term digital marketing, but what does that really encompass outside of the obvious like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube?
part of it is defining what it is, and then it's not grassroots, event-based marketing. It's not taking out ads in newspapers or magazines. It's the process of engaging your prospective customers with your brand in some sort of online medium. And that could be your website, it could be social media, it could be videos. And the key for me, really, to digital marketing is messaging and content that actually resonates with and speaks to your prospective customer. And the real key is that it then encourages them to take the next step. And that's where I see a lot of people failing in the world of digital marketing, is really not thinking about the total customer journey. And so for me, it's really looking at that whole online ecosystem of how prospects and customers are engaging with your brand, with your various channels, and how they move through that towards the journey of becoming a customer and hopefully ultimately a repeat customer.
Well, that leads me to a pretty obvious question. Is there a single biggest mistake that you consistently see entrepreneurs making when it comes to their online and digital marketing?
That's a pretty easy one, I think, and I see it all the time, and it's rampant. But maybe it comes from an assumption on entrepreneurs' part that when I put out a video or when I get my website up or whatever that content is, operating on assumption that they're going to go there, they're going to like whatever you're putting out there so much that they're just going to click that buy now button, or they're going to pick up the phone or whatever that is. And the reality is it just doesn't work that way, particularly if you're selling high-ticket items, right? If you're selling a $5 item, maybe that'll happen. They'll take a look and they'll like it enough that they'll buy it. Chances are not. If your item becomes higher and higher priced, if you're selling, we sell $3,000, $4,000 trips, and I can't expect somebody to go to my website and take a look at one of our New Zealand trips and say, oh, that looks amazing. I'm going to whip out my credit card. There's a whole journey that they have to go on. I read a book a little while ago that defined marketing as the process of getting your prospective customer to know, like, and trust you. And there's a continuum there, and not understanding that ultimately the goal of your marketing should be to get people to develop that trust in you to the point where they're ready to spend money. And that takes time. And so I guess bringing it back to your question, the biggest mistake I see is not thinking of that journey when developing that content. And probably the simplest way to address that is don't assume that they're going to watch your video or visit your website and just buy something. Figure out a way that you can capture their information, some sort of lead capture, get their email address or phone number or whatever, and engage in an ongoing conversation and relationship with them and build that likability, build that trust to the point where they are so attracted to your brand that they just have to buy from you.
You know, Mike, I have a concern that a lot of our listeners across the country might think that they need a high level of technology and tech savviness in order to jump into the world of digital marketing. What are your thoughts on the level of knowledge that somebody has to have?
Well, you know, I'll think back to 1996 when I was launching my business. That was the early days of the internet. Web pages were still not that common, but the internet certainly was taking hold. Most people had email addresses. There weren't a lot of web pages out there, though, but I could see the writing on the wall and where that was going. And so I started looking at, I'm going to have to build a website for my company. And then I started talking to designers and programmers about putting together a website. And that was back in the days where you had to HTML code everything. And I quickly realized, oh boy, this is going to eat up all the money I need just to build a website. And so I actually did a trade with another fellow who ran the Fernie Tourism Board there, and I offered him some of my assistance in exchange for training on Photoshop and Dreamweaver, which is a web design software. If I think back to that, boy, was that ever a long learning curve just to learn how to code websites and graphic design, all that kind of stuff. And these days, is it ever a million times easier? There are so many amazing tools out there that start with user experience and usability in mind to make it super simple for you. You can hop onto Squarespace, and for $8 a month, you can sign up for Squarespace, get your own website. They've got dozens of templates. You can just pull that up, adjust some of the content, add your own pictures, that kind of stuff. You could have your own website up and running in this span of a day with not a lot of tech savviness. You know, of course, they have great documentation, stuff like that. In terms of lead capture, there's a fantastic tool out there called SumoMe that makes it super easy for you to start capturing leads on your website right away. You go to sumome.com, you type in your name, your email address, and the URL of your website, and it's out of line of code. And if you're on a WordPress or Squarespace or one of the typical platforms, it's pretty easy to stick a line of code into the header of your website. You can just look through the help section of whatever platform you're using. It'll give you a few clicks and you stick it in there, and then SumoMe makes the whole interface super easy to use. Likewise, with tools like MailChimp for email marketing, these things are built to be as user-friendly as possible. And if you're super not technology savvy, you can go onto a website like Upwork.com, and you can find freelancers who will just do it all for you. You just give them the basic specs. I want my website to do this. I want my lead capture to be like this. They'll do it all for you, and you'll do it very cheaply. There's freelancers who are just pros at this stuff and can do it super quickly for low cost. So you don't need a lot of tech savvy these days to really start rocking it in digital marketing.
So you threw a lot of great information out there in the answer to that one short question. So I want to step back a little bit. I want to know whether from start to finish, can you give us a multi-step program or a few-step program, the steps that we have to consider in order to design a digital campaign that really will drive leads and sales? Where do we start? What are the steps? Mm-hmm.
From a theoretical standpoint, I will typically start with the end customer in mind. Who is it that I want to buy my products and or services? And this is where I also see a lot of entrepreneurs making mistakes, is really not understanding who that customer is beyond just the basic demographics, where they live, what they make, you know, that kind of stuff. But really understanding what drives them, what are their wants, what are their needs, you know, what do they fear, that kind of stuff. So that's a bit of an offline approach of just, if you have an existing customer base, schedule a 15-minute phone call with 10 of them. You can do a couple of them a week. Or if your customers are in the same geographical area, just sit down and have lunch with a few of them and really get to know them, what's driving them, what's keeping them awake at night, that kind of stuff. And so from there, I work backward from there, understanding who the customer is, what are the problems that I'm trying to solve for them, and then work backwards from there. If the ultimate goal is, for instance, my other business is I have an online course for entrepreneurs, and then I also do one-on-one consulting, stuff like that. My ultimate goal is to try to drive people into those one-on-one packages. I work backwards from that, and I think, what is it that they ultimately need? How can I develop content and stuff that's going to move them closer to that goal and closer to the goal of trusting me enough to want to commit $1,500 with me or less than that? So I will typically develop little mini journeys along the way, little steps that they might take along the way. For instance, if somebody's going to commit to a $1,500 consulting package with me, probably they're going to want to test me out first. So I might offer a really low-cost introductory kind of half-hour session in order for them to check me out. But if I want to take it a step back from them, is there something even lower priced I could offer them? A $5 PDF that solves a specific problem for them, something like that, and really map out the journey. And from there, what I'm going to do is, number one, I'm going to develop what I call a lead magnet. And that's some sort of piece of content, typically like a PDF, like a 1 or 2 page PDF that solves a very specific problem for that end customer who I'm thinking of. And that's something I can design in Word, put it together. I can send it off to a designer and say, hey, can you add a few graphics or whatever, make it look pretty? Turn it into PDF. Next step, I'm going to develop an autoresponder campaign. And I'm going to use a tool like MailChimp or something like that. So like, my goal is to get people to my website and then offer them that piece of content, whether it's a pop-up or a scroll bar or some sort of form of lead capture. Once they give me their email address in order to receive that content, I want to continue to give them more value. So I'm going to give them more emails that help to solve that problem even further from them. I'm going to do that via an autoresponder. Very easy to set up in MailChimp or Infusionsoft or other tools like that. Once I've set that up, I'm going to develop a lead capture system. So some way, whether it's a form that sits on the sidebar or it's a pop-up on your website or some other type of thing. Again, SumoMe is a great tool for that. Some way that I'm going to make that offer to them. Enter your email address and I'll send you 10 digital marketing tips via PDF. And then I'm going to integrate that lead magnet and that lead capture with my mailing list so that once they sign up, they get those autoresponders, and I'll try to move them further down the journey. And once I've got that all set up, next step is try and getting traffic to the website.
Let's address that for a second as a final question. You've done all the setup, understand the logic, understand engagement. I think it's brilliant to use the autoresponders to just drawing them down further into the journey. But now we need to continuously drive more traffic. And as the final comments that I want from you, how do we do that? How do we drive the traffic ongoing every day, every week?
Great question. I'll take a quick step back. In terms of the autoresponder, where I see a lot of people implementing autoresponders, great. But where I see them really make a mistake is they just, okay, I'm going to hit this person up with 10 different sales messages. One of them is definitely going to work. Well, you know, the only thing you're going to get out of that is a lot of unsubscribes and a lot of spam complaints. The way to do that is just keep on delivering more and more value. Figure out what that person needs, how you can solve problems for them. You can throw in the odd sales email, but really try and drive more and more value. So back to your question about traffic. As I mentioned, we get over 100,000 visitors a month on our blog. We kind of toyed around with blogging for a few years. We would put out a blog post every couple months. And then about a year and a half ago, we decided to get really serious about blogging as a strategy. It's really taken off for us and driving a ton of traffic, driving tons of leads. You know, we generate on a typical day anywhere from 20 to 50 leads a day just from people visiting our blog, seeing some sort of opt-in and opting in. So our mailing list grows by leaps and bounds. And as you can imagine, that's particularly useful when you're selling a big ticket item that takes time for people to commit to. And so this is a strategy with the people that I work with, consult with, and do workshops with. I've seen it work for so many different people, and it's applicable to just about any business. Whether you're B2B or B2C or whatever industry you're in, there are people out there who are hungry for useful content that's going to help them. So the steps is, number one, start a blog. Whatever website platform you're using, it should come with, whether you're using Squarespace or WordPress or whatever, Joomla, you name it, you should be able to get a blog up and running fairly easily. Number two, find out what kind of content your audience loves and is looking for. So there's great tools. BuzzSumo, I don't know why Sumo keeps coming up. There's another tool called AppSumo. BuzzSumo is a great tool. You can type in a topic, whether it's backyard gardening or home construction or whatever. It'll show you the content that's already out there that's getting shared a lot. And you can use that sort of as a starting guide. Hey, this type of backyard gardening post has done really well. And look at this video that's got 5.8 million views. It gives you a clue in terms of the type of content that people are looking for, that they're sharing. And you want to find an overlap between that and stuff you can actually write about with passion, with authenticity, with credibility. If you're in a particular field, in particular business, you probably have some expertise built up around that. And you don't necessarily have to write with a level of expertise. You can just write about something you're passionate about. Just share your passion. Other people will connect with it. And then write as much of that content as you can. Optimize it for sharing. Make sure you've got social sharing tools on that. Again, SumoMe has a great plugin for that. And then make sure it's also optimized for search engines. There's a tool called Google Keyword Planner. And you can type in a term like backyard gardening, and it'll show you all kinds of related searches and how much monthly search volume. And so it can give you a clue as to exactly how you want to structure your post. You can look and say, backyard gardening tips, that's getting 2,000 searches a month. Maybe I want to target that. Or urban gardening or something like that. And that can give you clues how you write the title of your post, how you write the headers, what content, the meta tags, all that kind of stuff. And so that gives you a clue how you want to write your posts. And then just keep putting out content. You don't have to put out 5 blog posts a week. If you just commit to 2 a month, get them out there, put the content out there, share it in your social media channels, share with your friends, get other people visiting it and sharing it, and then capture those leads through whatever forms you set up. And then one bonus tip, when you do have a mailing list set up, put out new blog content, let your existing mailing list know. And if you've got 500 subscribers on your mailing list and you put out a new blog post, email them and say, hey, got a new blog post, check it out, let me know what you think, and please share it if you love it. That's going to build, and it starts to really take off exponentially once you follow that strategy. So a lot of people these days, they just don't have a big marketing budget to run Facebook ads or videos or whatever. Content marketing doesn't cost any money. It takes time. You follow that strategy, it works. I've seen it work in so many cases.
Well, I feel like an expert. I think if we listen to this podcast twice, maybe 3 times, our listeners across the country will be experts like you. Mike Bursick, President and Chief Happiness Officer at Sacred Rides. But what I want you to check out is Mike Bursick, B-R-C-I-C, MikeBursick.com. He's the entrepreneur and inventor behind that thing, and you should take a look at what he has to offer. It's fantastic. Mike, thanks for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's been my pleasure.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to see how we invoke our passion on our award-winning website, check us out at benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night. Joe Bat's Arm, Newfoundland.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at benegold.ca.